Five active steps to build confidence and be yourself. Building confidence is more about belief than ability. After all, a healthy sense of belief in yourself can improve your confidence more than anything else. Honestly, belief and confidence are a lot like the chicken and the egg. They're linked, and it really doesn't matter which comes first because they're both critical for the existence of the other. When we're working to build our confidence, we must believe. In order to believe, we must have confidence that our beliefs are correct. In this presentation, we'll provide you with five steps to build confidence and be yourself. Draft a strong personal belief statement. This can completely change things. Your belief statement needs to concentrate on your beliefs as well as remind you of what you're capable of. You need to feel both good and empowered when you speak your belief statement out loud. Take 10 minutes to jot down some of the challenges you've faced and the themes that keep coming up in your life. Next, take 10 minutes to generate potential belief statements that claim your ability to overcome them. Now, spend 5 to 10 minutes speaking the statements you've written. Finally, choose the one that evokes positive emotion / confidence in you. Once you've established your personal belief statement, memorize it. When you frequently recite your belief statement, you lay the foundation for building long-term confidence. Practice makes perfect. The more you practice confidence, the stronger your confidence will be. You already know of things that you're good at and capable of. This can help boost your confidence, especially when it provides proof that you can do anything. When you accomplish something, it's a chance to practice confidence, and expressing that confidence out loud, whether to yourself or others, can truly transform your whole belief system. Your confidence is like a muscle. It must be strengthened. If you don't use it, you lose it. That is, if you don't strengthen your confidence, you won't stand a chance when faced with disappointment. Invite confident / competent people into your life. You reflect your environment and those you spend time with. Therefore, you need to make sure to invite confident / competent people into your life. These people will model behaviors that benefit your growth. When you watch others exhibit their confidence, even when faced with challenges, it will strengthen your belief and confidence in yourself. Their presence in your life will prove that you can be confident even when faced with struggles. Plus, it reminds you that you're not alone, which is the best feedback you'll ever find. Track your wins. Your inner critic can get aggressive and loud when self-doubt rears its ugly head. This can end up compounding into an assault on your beliefs, which can make it difficult to build your confidence. Unfortunately, it seems to be easier to remember what went wrong, but not always easy to remember what went right. However, if we keep a record of our wins, we can refer back to them as a reminder of our accomplishments, bravery, and capabilities. They will help you reconnect with and exercise your confidence muscle. Trust that there's something greater. This trust allows you to experience a deeper faith, which will lead to confidence. When you trust that there's something greater and a reason for everything, you can tap into a sense of acceptance when things go crazy. This will naturally help you anchor your confidence, making it easier to get out of your comfort zone. Conclusion. In order to achieve your goals, you need to build your confidence. Unfortunately, many people experience anxiety with this process. What we believe about ourselves will have an effect on our confidence. After all, if you don't believe you can achieve something, then you won't. While this may sound really simple, it's not. If you believe in yourself and that belief is rooted in trust, there's not much that will shake your confidence. These five active steps will help you build confidence and be yourself.